Going to keep the hour going with this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Carolina coming off another narrow loss at the hands of Virginia over the weekend, but lots and lots of signs of improvement, and they got a big game coming up this Friday, Halloween night at Syracuse. Michael Lombardi joining us here on the phone to talk about all of that and look ahead to Friday's game. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So, again, 2 weeks in a row, lots and lots of signs of improvement, but just coming up short in terms of getting the actual win. What's your takeaway from this weekend's game against Virginia?
Well, I think really you have to always look at games and understand when you win and understand why you lose, and we just have to stop beating ourselves. I think ultimately that's been Coach Belichick's mantra his entire career. You have to avoid losing before you can win, and when you turn the ball over as we did, miss a field goal as we did, you know, those are the things that hurt you. It's never just one play. It's a series of things that happen during the game, whether it's in the first quarter or the fourth. So, you know, it was disappointing. I think, you know, we have to understand how to learn how to win and close games out. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're an inch short or 5 inches short, you got to figure out a way to win the game.
How do you do that in practice? Like the difference between a turnover and not a turnover, or 5 inches or 7 inches in terms of moving the ball forward, is such a slight thing. How do you work on that in practice?
Well, you just keep preaching it. I mean, we spend a lot of time on turnover drills. We protect the football. We spend a lot of time emphasizing the ball. You know, job security, ball security is job security, is one of the lines that we have here. And so it's important to keep preaching it. And, you know, look, we've had 50 practices so far. Today will be our 51st. I think you'll see the team's improvement, which has been obvious to everybody who pays attention to our program. I think the kids are fully vested in our program, from the off the field to on the field, in terms of what they're doing. And we just have to continue to improve and close that gap and make less mistakes to avoid losing.
In terms of improvement on the field, obviously, as you mentioned, there's a lot and a lot of different facets. What impressed you the most on Saturday?
Well, I think what continues to impress me about our football team is the resilience in the game. You know, I think, we had a bad pass interference call. We fought back from that. We created a turnover in the red zone. After that, we stopped them on fourth down. I think our team, you know, early in the year when something went wrong, we kind of didn't buckle our backs and fight back. And I think you see that things go wrong, which they do all the time in football games, right? You have to be able to fight through adversity. And I think our team has done a really good job of fighting through adversity, focusing. It hasn't been the results that we wanted, but I think they believe in the process, which is really what matters the most, is understanding that it's a process that it takes to win games. And I think we see that. We've continued to improve our offseason in terms of our in-season conditioning as our team gets stronger and it gets faster as we continue to practice.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, UNC football general manager, it's this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle. And you mentioned fighting through adversity and being able to do that. Obviously, you had a lot of adversity during that bye week after the Clemson game. And then the last couple of games after that have shown like really significant improvement. Do you think that adversity helped the team at all in spite of like all the craziness of that particular week?
Well, it was craziness. I mean, it was just a lot of noise, essentially, what it was. There's not been one thing that's been reported by anyone that's been accurate, you know, and it's been a lot of noise. It's been a lot of made-up stories, you know, Bill resigning and Bill's coaching working his tail off. I mean, a lot of it is just fiction. And sometimes fiction because of social media, because of all the perceptions. I think anytime anybody who has spent time in our building the last 3 months who's been around Coach Belichick would know the story was complete fiction. So it's really never bothered us. It's nothing that has been reality. And so what we have to do is educate the players on focus. And focus isn't just, it's being able to block out distractions. And that was strictly just a distraction. It's just noise. And you could see our team understands it was just noise. Every player that has spoken up has talked about the energy in the locker room. They've talked about the camaraderie in the locker room. And certainly in a transitional year, in terms of some players who have been here before and some that are new, there's always going to be somebody who wants to play more or wants to do that. That's a healthy environment within a football team. but it's never affected our locker room, nor has it affected our coaches' focus on what it takes to win. It's just a lot of noise.
You got a big game coming up against Syracuse in just a few days, another Friday night game, Halloween. It's going to be on the road, so folks won't be able to be in Keenan Stadium. But folks are going to be all over Chapel Hill watching it, listening to it. What's your message to the fans heading into this one?
Well, we just continued improvement. I think, you know, Syracuse lost their starting quarterback earlier in the season. They're struggling. They played 14 freshmen last week against Georgia Tech. It didn't go as well as they hoped, but I'm sure playing at home in their dome loud stadium on a Friday night Halloween, you know, I think it'll be a great atmosphere. It'll be a great situation for our players to face. I think that's really important to be able to show our mental toughness, to show our physical toughness, and be able to go out there and compete.
Again, this has been the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Game is Friday night against Syracuse. UNC looking to build on the momentum from the last couple of games and get into the win column. Looking forward to listening to it here on 97.9 The Hill, watching it on TV. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.